Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Nepad Paramahamsa Parivadikacharya Stata Sattva Sushimat Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Kija Sri Prabhupada Founder Acharya Bibhiti Skon Kija Sama Veta Bhakta Vrinda Kija. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, which is entitled Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves. Text number 9, 10, and 11. So I will read first 9 and 10. Kechit pusper dalai kechit palaver ankurai falai sigbist fagbir trishabishcha budju krita bhajana. Translation: among the coward boys, some place their lunch on flowers, some on leaves, fruit, or bunches of leaves, some actually in their baskets. some on the bark of trees, and some on rocks. This is what the children imagined to be their plates as they ate their lunch. Text 10. Sarve mito darshayanta sva sva bodhya ruchim pritak asanto asayantascha bhyavajaru sahesvara. All the coward boys enjoyed their lunch with Krishna, showing one another the different tastes of the different varieties of preparations they had brought from home. Tasting one another's preparations, they began to laugh and make one another laugh. Short purport. Sometimes one friend would say, Krishna, see how my food is relishable. And Krishna would take some and laugh. Similarly, Balaram, Sudam, and other friends would taste one another's food and laugh. In this way, the friends very jubilantly began to eat their respective preparations brought from home. Text 11. Vibradvenum jatara patayo sringa vetre sakakshe fame pano masrina kavalam tatfalani angulishu tistan madye sva parisurdrido asayan narmabhisvai svarghe loke mishati bubujje yagya bug balakeli. So, Vibradvenum jatara patayo sringa vetre shakakshe. Fame pano masrina kavalam tatfalani angulishu. Tistan madye sva parisudrido asayan narmadbi svai. Svarge loke mishati bubujje yagya bug balaka keli. Vibradvenum jatara patayo sringa vetre shakakshe. Fame pano masrina kavalam tat phalani angulishu. Tistan madye sva parisurido asayan narmabhisvai. Svarge loke mishati bubujje yagya bug balakeli. Please. Thank you. Dharapatayo Sringavetre Shakakshe. Amipano Masrina Kavalam Tatfalani Angulishu. Tistam Madhye Svaparishurido Asayam Narmabhi Svai. Sarge loke mishati bubuje yagya bug bala keli. Vibradvenum jatara patayo sringa vetre sakakshe. Amipano misrina kavalam tatfalani angulishu. Sarge loke mishati bubuje yagya buk bala keli. We are doing the word for word translation. Bibrad venum. Keeping the flute. Jatara patayo. Between the tight clothing and the abdomen. Sringa vetre. Both the horn bugle and the cow driving stick. Cha. Also. Kakshe. On the waist. Vame. On the left hand side. Pano. Taking in hand. Masrina kavalam. Very nice food. Prepared with rice and first class curd. Tatfalani. Suitable pieces of fruit. Like bale. Angulishu. Between the fingers. Tistan. Staying in this way. Madhye. In the middle. Svaparisurida, his own personal associates. Hasayan, make them laugh. Narmabi, with joking words. Svai, his own. Svarge loke mishati. While the inhabitants of the heavenly planets, Svargaloka, were watching this wonderful scene, Bubuji, Krishna enjoyed, Yagya Buk Bala Keli. Although he accepts offerings in Yagya, For the sake of childhood pastimes, he was enjoying foodstuffs very jubilantly with his coward boyfriends. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Krishna is Yajna Book. That is, he eats only offerings of Yajna. But to exhibit his childhood pastimes, he now sat with his flute tucked between his waist and his tight cloth on his right side, and with his horn bugle and cow driving stick on his left, holding in his hand a very nice preparation of yogurt and rice with pieces of suitable fruit between his fingers. He sat like a whorl of a lotus flower, looking forward toward all his friends, personally joking with them and creating jubilant laughter among them as he ate. At that time, the denizens of heaven were watching, struck with wonder at how the personality of Godhead, who eats only in Yajna, was now eating with his friends in the forest. It seems like the demigods were surprised that Krishna was having such a good time in a for them somewhat unexpected way. Purport. When Krishna was eating with his coward boyfriends, a certain bumblebee came there to take part in the eating. Thus Krishna joked, "Why," speaking to the bumblebee, "why have you come to disturb my Brahmana friend, Madhumangala? You want to kill a Brahmana? This is not good." All the boys would laugh and enjoy, speaking such joking words while eating. Thus the inhabitants of the higher planets were astonished at how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who eats only when Yajna is offered, was now eating like an ordinary child with his friends in the forest. Om Agyantim Randasya Gananya Salakaya Shakshur Nimilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnudaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Satvarup Das Goswami Tinamine Namam Vishnudaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Horavani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. So here we have two pastimes that took place in one day. First, the killing of the demon Agasura that happened in the morning. And then this pastime of Brahma stealing the boys and calves, which happened in the afternoon. But because of Lord Brahma's timeline, it took 1 year. Although it all happened in one day, in one sense. So the chapter we are discussing now, 10th Canto, chapter 13, it's the last chapter where Srila Prabhupada spoke the purports, because Srila Prabhupada left this earth on the 13th
14th of November on a Monday at 7:20 in the evening. And as we know, he was speaking Bhagavatam up to the practically the last moment. So this purports we are reading today are the purports spoken by Srila Prabhupada in his last days, last month, whatever weeks of him being here on the planet. So in that first verse, Srila Sukadev Goswami was praising King Parikshit and telling him how fortunate he was for asking so many questions in a very interested way, in an eager way, in a way that he really wanted to know the answers from Srila Sukadev Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada explains in that purport that not everybody can hear all the time the pastimes of Lord Krishna. These pastimes, they are very relishable for devotees, but for karmis or for not so advanced devotees, or especially karmis, they think they are like fairy tales. They will classify them. While for the devotees, the advanced devotees, every time they talk about the pastime or every time they read the pastime, it's like a new wonder, it's like a new aspect of the pastime that that manifests. Because these pastimes are so true. Every word of the Bhagavatam is so true and has so much meaning in our life. So every time we read Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, we get new, fresh, and deeper realizations. Of course, King Parikshit was, like it's mentioned, Bhagavata Uttama, the best of the devotees. So he was really relishing. He forgot about his hunger and thirst while hearing these pastimes of the Lord. And in the following verse, it say that just like Paramahamsas, they are attached to Krishna, just like material-minded people are attached to women and sex. A Paramahamsa, he sees Krishna everywhere, in everything, all the time. And the materialist, the hardcore materialist, he sees every opportunity to bring it in connection to women and sex. That's basically what is mentioned there. Because Maya gives on that flavor, such a flavor on this illusory activity of material life, it gives such a taste that it becomes attractive. Unfortunately, the materialist, who is very much attracted to it, and whose mind is absorbed in it, he gets nowhere, unfortunately, with that. While the devotee who absorbs himself in Krishna, in Krishna's pastimes, in seeing and understanding Krishna everywhere, he advances, he progresses towards going back to Godhead and towards even realizing Krishna while being in the material body for the very special devotees like the Paramahamsas. And the next verse speaks about that Sri Sukadev Goswami says that although these activities of the Supreme Lord, they are very confidential, but still, he says, I will speak them to you. And Srila Prabhupada explains that the spiritual master is going to reveal to his devotee who is shown real interest and determination, he is going to reveal more to him than to another disciple of him. That's just like we see with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada got this special instruction. Srila Prabhupada was remarked by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta as somebody who was always there, who was always hearing, who was not leaving the class in the middle of the class or something, but who was always determined to hear from his spiritual master. So and then we see what such a devotee can ultimately do, and we see what type of instructions the spiritual master gives to such a special devotee. He gives him a special mission with all his empowerment that goes along with that. So then after the in the morning when Agasura was killed by Krishna, was suffocated by Krishna by expanding him, then he led the coward boys towards a nice place. He led the coward boys towards the Yamuna banks, and with forest around, and he explained to them, just see how extremely beautiful is this this place, this river bank, and how there is such a pleasing atmosphere because of the lotuses who spread their aroma, and with the bees who are attracted to come to the aroma, and with the birds and the beautiful trees and the clean white sand, and still also the nice green grass for the cows, for the calves. So Krishna, and of course everybody followed. Krishna said, okay, let's go here to this very nice place, and here we can let the cows drink, and like Padmanabhan Prabhu explained yesterday, that the first thing the coward boys thought was, of course they wanted to eat themselves, because due to the Agasura incident, they were a little delayed in their program, and lunch was a little late also. So then Krishna led them to this nice place, and then the first thing they were thinking of is letting the calves drink, and let the calves be situated after drinking in a nice place for grazing. So once that was done, then this pastime of prasadam, taking prasadam, Krishna said, okay, let's now take all together prasadam. And then Krishna was, when they took their prasadam bags, and Krishna, everybody situated himself, and it said here in the first verse that we read today, that some placed their lunch on flowers, some on leaves, some on fruits or bunches of leaves, and some actually had baskets, and some on the bark of trees, and some on rocks. So it was a very natural scene, just like when you go out camping with the scouts. Then I've done that a lot in my before becoming a devotee. Then you go in a natural scene, and they sat together. It was a very beautiful display, and Krishna was really in the center, just as like the whorl of a lotus is the center, and then the leaves are around. So Krishna is compared to the whorl, and the coward boys are like the leaves of the lotus, nicely arranged around the whorl. And of course there were many boys and many calves. So not everybody could sit that close to Krishna, but that was properly arranged. And then when they started eating, then they started showing their food to each other. Look what I have here. It seems very relishable. And then Krishna would take it and take a bite. And then from each other they exchanged they had nice exchanges amongst each other over the prasadam. Because their mothers with devotion have prepared nice lunch bags for their kids, which they took in some way, in a cloth or in a little basket or so. And the mothers made different preparations, which was then attractive for the other gopis to see, hey, what did you bring? And in this way, they had very nice intimate exchanges, all on the level of friendship. And those who were sitting a little further away from Krishna, they were looking at Krishna. What is he doing? How is he eating? What is he eating? And they try to get a glimpse of Krishna, they try to get some attention. Just like when we meet a very important person, like the Prime Minister of India, then we are happy to have a picture with him. And, you know, so we are looking up towards important personalities, then it's natural. So the gopis also, Krishna was their friend, but at the same time, he was their leader, and they had very friendly exchanges with one another. But at the same time, it was clear that Krishna was the leader. They didn't think so much about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he was the natural leader of the group, and whatever he proposed, they followed. So when Krishna said, "Let's take our lunch here," then immediately everybody followed. So then, in the last verse, we see that Srila Prabhupada explains that the he says that the present Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to put Krishna in the center. Because he says if that is done, all activities will automatically become beautiful and blissful. This was mentioned in the previous verse. Yeah, verse 8. So this being together and this giving a taste of Krishna consciousness is very important, just as we see how the gopas, how the coward boys, they relished this pastime. They relished to be with Krishna. They felt very much protected. That's why they blindly entered into Agasura. Because Krishna is there, whatever happens, we are safe. So, that type of faith, of course, that takes some time before we would blindly walk into the mouth of a demon like that. So these gopas, they had some pious previous lives which gave them that faith. They were in a special position. They are not in the position of conditioned souls. But at the same time, Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada engineered Krishna consciousness in such a way that we would come to that point, to the point of knowing Krishna, to the point of having full faith in Krishna, to the point of being able to relish every word of the Bhagavatam. Because what often is in our way is our material intelligence, our material mind is obstructing the full absorption in the pastimes of the Lord, or the full absorption in the study of the Bhagavatam. And of course, we want to be independently thoughtful. At the same time, we want to have purified mind. We want to have a purified intelligence, which allows us to absorb ourselves, just like the coward boys were able to absorb themselves in the association of Lord Krishna, in their devotional service. We also see here that the denizens of heaven, they were watching and they were struck with wonder how the Supreme Personality of Godhead eats wheats normally only in Yajna. He was now eating with his friends in the forest and casually exchanging prasadam and joking and so they had a hard time to relate to that. Because they relate to the Lord more in awe and reverence. The demigods, they relate to the Lord in honor and reverence. Because if you see in the creation of this, in the whole creation, we have one quarter which is created by Mahavishnu, who is an expansion of Balaram, who is an expansion of, direct expansion of Krishna. And then so many universes come out of the pores of the body of Mahavishnu. And then each universe, from very small, gradually grows with so many, each uncountable universes, with in each universe uncountable planets. And then an expansion of Karana Dakshayi Vishnu, Garbha Dakshayi Vishnu, enters in each of these universes. And then he expands in Kshira Dakshayi Vishnu, who enters in each atom. And that is the one quarter of the creation, and then the three other quarters are the Vaikuntha planets. But on top of the Vaikuntha planets is Goloka, Goloka Vrindavan, where the devotees, like here, are having their pastimes with Krishna. Krishna and the gopis and the gopas having continuous pastimes in the highest planet of the creation. So the most of the planets are in Vaikuntha, the devotees are relating with the Lord in honor and reverence. So this is here, that's in this verse, when it says Krishna is Yajna Bhuk, he eats only offerings of Yajna. It's more in a referential way that offerings are offered to the Lord. But here in the highest planet, in Goloka, Vrindavan, there is more friendship, and Madhurya Ras is more prominent there, which is considered the highest relationship one can have with the Lord. So that's why it says here, at that time, the denizens of heaven were watching, struck with wonder at how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who eats only in Yajna, was now eating with his friends in the forest. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about this bumblebee that came, that was attracted to Krishna and his direct associates. And then Krishna was joking, because the bumblebee came to take part in that very nice pastime. He wanted to come and take part in the eating. And Krishna joked, "Why you have come to disturb my Brahmana friend, Madhu Mangal?" And Madhu Mangal is known for somebody who likes to eat, especially sweets. You want to kill a Brahmana? This is not good. So in this way, all the boys would laugh and enjoy, and speaking such joking words while eating. And the inhabitants of the higher planets were astonished at how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who eats only when yagya is offered, now was eating like an ordinary child with his friends in the forest. So I want to stop here. Maybe some comments, some...
Thakur gives in the same purport about the bumblebee in Madhumangala and Krishna. Mm-hmm. It's explained that one of the boys very expertly took his samosa and filled it up with jasmine flowers. And you couldn't tell, he refilled it with all these jasmine flowers. And he told one of his friends, here, take this samosa. It's wonderful. And so the boy bit into the samosa, and evidently the jasmine flowers were very bitter. And so he made this horrible face. And so the boy who had given the samosa was laughing, and all the other boys were laughing. And the boy who had eaten the samosa, he also started laughing, enjoying the reciprocation. And then it explains that the boy who had tricked, who had filled the samosa with jasmine flowers, they playfully beat him up. and then he ran away. But I think the point is, whatever they're doing there in Krishna's association, they're getting so much pleasure and fun out of all these pranks and tricks and whatever they're doing. Somebody who gave a class was asking about beating up. Remember, who gave that class about? Who was it? He was asking a question, I wonder if they turn it around, and there was some, you remember that thought, train of thought that somebody brought up? It was about morality, but morality didn't apply because they do tricks and this and that, which wasn't moral or fair. Anyway, I was hoping to kickstart a little memory in that regard. You remember Pumpkin?
The one we were discussing with, that was in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, he got in the mood of Balaram. And he said, bring me Varuni. So they were bringing Ganga water. He was drinking. And he was saying, hurry up, bring me. He said, I'm not like that Krishna. He's satisfied with just sweet words. And give me the real thing. So then he pushed. He pushed the Brahman, and it sent him back a long way. Mood of Balaram.
There is also where I'm, my home, so called, in Radha Desh. There is in the temple room. There is an old painting made by Sri Prabhupada's disciple. And there also Krishna is sitting, eating. And one of the gopas is asking him, they're also exchanging prasada and putting prasada in each other's mouth. But that gopa is saying, this time you have to close your eyes. And instead of samosa or a sweet ball, he puts a flower in his mouth. It's a similar... variety of a pastime.
Thank you so much for your nice class. I have a question, because in today's one of the verses, verse 10 in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, similarly Balaram, Sudama, and other friends would taste one another's food and laugh. So from the purport, it seems like Balaram is with the boys, with Krishna. But as we know, that day is Balaram's birthday, the day of killing Agasura. And I checked Jiva Goswami's Gopal Champur and different other acharyas' commentary that Balaram actually that day was absent. he was at home because the family members are going to celebrate his birthday. So how can we understand in the purport, it is mentioned Balaram is also there exchanging foods with the other boys. Thank you.
May I ask one of the senior devotees to reply to that? Okay.
Question was, in the purport of verse number 10, it mentions Balaram, Sudama, and other friends were also exchanging food with one another. But she